Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Warner. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll fires to first and has McNeely trapped. There's the throw to Tavener, who tags McNeely for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red cresses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. Kress moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Betancourt scores. It's 3-0, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Crowder moves to second. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Crowder scores. McNeely goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. George Smith now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion fires to first and picks off Warner. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mannion hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Mannion reaches second base with a double. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to third. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Woodall reaches second base with a double. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manish bunts towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kress strikes out. Woodall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kress out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Blaholder now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Blaholder moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Blaholder scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brannan strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards right. McNeely fields it and throws to second to catch Gehringer for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Heilman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Blue steals second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling pinch hits for George Smith. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Warner is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kress fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.